A House rule prohibits representatives from serving on more than two committees. Representative Ron Kind already served on two others when he was given a temporary appointment to the Ag Committee last session. But now Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi won't grant another waiver to the two committees per member rule. Kind has more tenure on the Education and Workforce Committee and the Natural Resources Committee than he did on Ag.
I was one of the lower-ranking members of the committee, although I was one of the more vocal members on the committee in support of family farmers, and I enjoyed that role. I wanted to continue playing that role, but given the limited number of slots that are available on any committees, let alone on the Agriculture Committee, there just wasn't room for me to obtain that waiver this year.
This is a blow to Wisconsin agriculture and farmers.
Rod Nielsen-Stuhn is the state's new Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary.
Anytime that you have an effective voice moved off of the Ag Committee from Wisconsin, that complicates the picture more.
Nielsen-Stuhn points to changes needed to the new Farm Bill.
No one is completely happy with the Farm Bill, and it's shakedown time on that. Our dairy economy, as we know it, is dealing with a two-year low. Virtually all dairy farmers are feeling the pain of that. We're losing market share in Wisconsin.
Still, Representative Kind says he'll continue to be an advocate for farmers. But UW Ag economist Ed Jesse is disappointed.
It's not the same. Obviously, all of our representatives that at least come from rural areas do get involved in agricultural policy. But having a seat is important, not just from the standpoint of window dressing to say that your state is represented, but having a real influence.
However, Representative Kind's new responsibilities include Chief Deputy Whip. In that position, he says he'll help shape legislation in agriculture and many other areas. Plus, Kind says the education committee he serves on will focus on the big-ticket items of funding higher education and special education. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.